This podcast helps you to understand how daily life in Britain in the Middle Ages around 1250 to 1500 was different to life today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Young Historians Show, where we quiz budding historians on their knowledge. Today, we're asking questions on the main differences between daily life in the Middle Ages and daily life today. Now, young student, what would you say was the one main difference?
I think religion was the main difference. The church then had a lot more power, so much so that people's only holidays were the holy days, when they took time off to honour saints, and everyone had to go to church. They didn't have a choice.
But do you think they were open to other ideas?
A bit, if it suited the church's viewpoint. Arab scholars did pass down ancient ideas from Greek and Roman thinkers. One of the most powerful ideas was that the world was made from four elements: fire, water, air and earth.
You're right. And weren't there four other things?
Oh yeah, the four humours. Everyone had a balance of these four liquids in their body: blood, phlegm, yellow bile and black bile. And you got ill because these four things were unbalanced. I guess they didn't know about germs.
Why didn't they know about germs?
Because they didn't have microscopes back then. Actually, that's probably a bigger difference. Their technology was more limited than ours. They didn't have lenses or microscopes or cars or engines. They used horses. And even then, not everyone had a horse.
So you're saying medieval people couldn't really get around?
Yeah, and they were more spread out. Although towns did grow, there were only 15 towns in England with more than 10,000 people, even in 1500. Most people lived in the countryside, so it was even harder to communicate. Printing presses only came in towards the 1500s, so the only way to spread information was by writing things by hand or relying on word of mouth.
What about the economy? How was that different?
Well, towns were controlled by a mayor and a council who created rules to keep law and order and keep people safe. And lots of town councillors were also members of guilds. Guilds were really important for the economy. They controlled who could do what work and set prices for goods that the town made. And they looked after people too, though there wasn't anything like the NHS back then. Also, the wool trade was massive back then. Not so much now.
What effect did it have on the medieval economy?
So, wool was England's main export. There were lots of sheep in the countryside and the country people would process and spin the fleece and sell it. And then more people would weave it and dye it, and even more people would sell it on. It was a huge business. It was the wool trade that caused a lot of towns to grow.
We've now come to the end of the programme. Thanks very much. You obviously know your stuff.
Thanks.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.